therapy.
I heard about this.
It's,
like
it's all an allegory,
control
isn't
now.
It?
They have like, this guy.
This is a really big condom. Hey, this goes on and oh, Kevin over here. Good. It's about time we had the word condom. Condom, condom, condom.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking of the pilot having sex with the flight attendant also. That helps them sleep.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That would put him to sleep maybe afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't say they were having sex before.
This has gone downhill.
I think everyone should say one dirty word right now so we can get more vocabulary and more accents.
Easy to transport to other parks. I think it was a good idea. Dr. Haim Ebedees was the government veterinarian who approved the relocation back then. Did it occur to you at the time that you were proposing this notion that moving young elephants without their parents could be problematic? There was no other option.
This is interviewing.
The intentions may have been good. But the program created
a little guy.
Whole generation of traumatized orphans thrown together without any adults to calm them down or teach them how to behave. You look at those young elephants,
how terrified
they are at a cult. Where mom doesn't get up, or where the whole family's lying there, this little elephant is all on its own. It's a terrible scene. It really is. Years later, those lonely orphans developed into troubled teenagers. That's when the killings at Peelensburg Park began. Like a police department facing a crime wave, the rangers photographed the murder scenes and put together rap sheets on the prime suspects, giving them each names.
Wow. Tom Thumb.
We identified that Tom Thumb was in an area, coincidentally, where the fatality took place.
Sounds to me like circumstantial.
But other elephants were caught red-handed.
That could be a typical rap sheet. Just a date and a short description of what the animal was involved in.
I wonder if they put them like on the proper trial and everything.
If they have a kangaroo cried by a drill.
Yeah, exactly. They have to have every animal represented, the minority.
Aggressive interaction with tourist vehicle. This guy was building up quite a record.
So cool.
It was eventually decided on, at the end of that rap sheet, to kill this elephant. Five were killed in all. They may have been juvenile delinquents, but there's no reform school for elephants.
Yeah.
When a gate-crashing teenager attacked Jock McMillan's place, however, Jock decided to take him on. This home video shows Jock face-to-face with an elephant, was just smashed through his fence and threatened a group of workers. Jock defended his turf the way an elephant would and pushed the troublemaker back out. McMillan is the elephant man at a private game reserve, and this elephant, a bull named Mufuda, was his biggest problem. Jock didn't want to shoot the elephant. His only hope was to provide supervision and discipline himself. Mufuda was your typical 14-year-old schoolyard bully, picking on rhinos by
oh my gosh.
And you realize how big a juvenile delinquent is when it's an elephant. And those sticks are actually big branches.
Big sticks.
The problem was even larger than Mufuda himself. He turned the reserve's elephant herd, all orphans relocated without adults, into a street gang. And he was the gang leader. Here he is sparring with one of his pals.
The source of the problem was basically human beings doing something which turned out to be wrong. On that basis, we're pretty much obliged to try and solve the problem before taking the drastic steps of shooting the animals.
At that point, it seemed there was still time to study the situation, that a real confrontation was several years away. Jock followed the elephants night and day to document the rhino attacks. At first, the scene seemed funny enough. He took down a rhino with his trunk. But the attacks became more violent. At one point, Mufuda spent 7 hours stubbornly going after a group of rhinos. When Jock briefly managed to distract the elephant,
the rhinos ran for cover. But when Mufuta saw what had happened, he charged off in a rage.
Oh, this is weird.
He attacked one of the same rhinos again.
She got on top of her, pushed her down, knelt on her, went around the back and kicked her.
After another violent attack, time had run out for Jock and for Mufuta. Mufuta had to be shot. First, the vet fires a tranquilizer dart.
Ow, ow, ow.
Mufuta stumbles and goes down. The other elephants trumpet and circle around to protect him. The rangers, unable to go in for the final kill, call in a helicopter to drive the other elephants off. But one just can't leave. Mufuta's younger sister.
God.
Three times she races away to the cover of a thicket and comes back to try and rouse her brother. Finally, with the chopper hovering low, she has to leave him behind. She seems to know what will happen next.
I realize it had to be done, but because I've been working rather closely with animals, you form emotional attachments.
The people at Peelensburg had emotional attachments too. Like Jock, they didn't want to kill their delinquents. They wanted to understand them. The rangers were baffled by the behavior of these young male elephants. It was strange. It was unprecedented. But then a pattern began to emerge, and the reason behind the delinquency became clear. Clear, that is, to the parents of any teenage boy who's just started to shave. The elephants who were picking on the rhinos were all suffering from an excess of testosterone. The solution turned out to be the biggest Big Brother program in the world. The rangers went looking for Big Daddies. Role models to keep the youngsters from making it in early age when they can't handle those raging hormones. The problem you had here was young bull elephants becoming increasingly violent. And your solution was to bring in some even bigger bull elephants. Seems like
yes.
A very bold gamble. Did you lose any sleep over it at the time?
There certainly was potential for huge disaster.
So from the same helicopter they once used for killing, they fired tranquilizer darts into older males, packed them up, and hauled them away to the Peelensburg Park in huge trucks specifically designed for huge elephants. The sign on the side says, "We're on our way to kick butt in the Peelensburg." Once they were established in the park, we took to the air to track some of those big bulls, brought in to teach the juveniles how to behave.
I like to think that this problem will never occur again, but we've certainly learnt a lot about elephant society as a result of studying this problem.
You didn't know that elephant society was as complex as it turned out to be?
I don't think anybody really realized just what the implications of disrupting that elephant society is.
Back on the ground, we found the first big bull who was relocated here. He was busy establishing the natural hierarchy. This sparring should discourage the youngsters from being sexually active. That means less testosterone, and that's good news for the rhinos.
One time they tried to date some of the rhinos.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, like an interracial thing. That could be a whole nother 60 minutes.
Dad's behind as well. And here he comes. Intimidate.
Yeah.
Is he trying to intimidate us?
Yeah, I just have a look at his... See the signals he's sending you as soon as you start talking.
Yeah.
He sways his head and makes himself... brings his ears forward, he picks himself up on his shoulders.
Yeah.
He's sending you messages.
And what is the message?
He's saying, I hear you, and you're a little bit too close for my comfort. I don't like you this close.
And I'm bigger than you are, so you back off, not me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I understand that message. Is that the kind of message he was getting to the young boys?
No. subtle then?
In other words, with humans he has to be very extreme. With other elephants he can be subtle.
Yeah, I think we don't really understand. He realizes we perhaps a bit thick.
Subtle or not, the Pilanster juveniles seem to be reading the message loud and clear. Since the big bulls arrived, not one rhino has been killed. And remember Tom Thumb? He may be the luckiest animal in the park, whether he knows it or not. Once near the top of the wanted list, he's been given a reprieve. The arrival of the big daddies knocked him down a peg or two. He stopped harassing the rhinos, and the rangers hope that when he finally gets a chance to mate, he'll be a new man entirely.
And when he gets back to that position, hopefully he's had time to reflect. Time to look back on his misspent youth and think, well, I'm big enough now to cope with these females, and rhinos are just not an option anymore.
And then we have a big party.
Oh, it's
okay.
So weird.
One of the important things you guys missed of the rhinos are the rare white rhinos they were killing.
Oh, yeah.
They actually killed 10% of the rare white rhino population in the world. And they're one of the most endangered animals in the world.
They're one of the big five.
So the elephant kills the white rhinos.
The elephants are killing the white rhinos. That's where the whole...
They were jealous of their population.
They were killing these very endangered animals. That's when the humans started to do something about it. Yeah, so I put up some questions. Hopefully you guys can make them.
11.
But no, the problem is solved,
what the
right?
Hell?
Seems the problem is solved.
So then there doesn't need anything to be done anymore, right? I mean,
would you guys have done the same thing?
I think it was, I don't know. It was stupid at the beginning to kill all the adults. Or they should have put them with adults somewhere.
Clearly they've shown they can move adults because they moved them in at the end, right?
Well, 20 years ago, though, did they have these trucks? Did they have these companies that promised to kick butt in the wildlife reserve?
And Jesus. What did they mention also? Yeah, they show also babies at the beginning. I don't know where they filmed them, but you had the impression that this young elephant, 20 years old young elephant, they managed to make babies. So if they managed to make babies on them, that, I don't know. And they were not looking like half rhino, half elephant.
I was going to say, I want to see a hybrid elephant rhino.
Yeah.
and the far-reaching consequences.
The coverage also, all the vocabulary they used, at one point I was wondering if it was a metaphor for all these poor young people who are left alone around the world and
that's
bad. Yeah. Shall we kill them or shall we put them in
reformatories?
Yeah, because they were always using this vocabulary.
God.
Like,
they're very humanized.
It was a big commercial for the Big Brother program. Big Brother, Big Sister.
Yeah. Kill all the human orphans.
Just get a man to actually didn't understand what
the more you know.
Big Brother. Can somebody explain me what this has to do with this Big Brother?
Big Brother is like a program.
I know.
Oh yeah, you know this. So,
yeah.
Well, they were just. What was your question?
Why did they bring this up with Big Brother? Because I couldn't see any parallel thing to Big Brother.
Well, sure, you're bringing these,
like these mentors.
Older male role models to, I don't know.
To a society.
Latest
schmack.
As it were.
And this is what
regulate
at Big Brother happens?
Well,
they don't...
For me, this is just some
they
human.
They won't tranquilize the kids.
Locked together in a.
That's
different.
That's
Big
one.
Brother, as in like the television program. There's an actual social program.
Oh.
Big Brother. Program.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Where they pair up like troubled youths with responsible
mentors, and they like pick up a hobby and learn and grow and all that nice stuff.
Okay. And on TV, they show them like playing baseball together.
Yeah.
I never heard
this Big Sister
show. They put in some.
Five elephants and five rhinos. And the ones who remain get to split $1 million.
And then see what happens.
That would be an awesome show.
I wouldn't even watch it, I think.
Reality programming.
Okay, what's the hell? No.
1984.
What about midnight basketball?
Yes.
Midnight basketball?
Yes.
And it's funny also. They show this, so they killed this elephant that was mean with this gang of rhino. And I don't know. They just show him throwing some herbs at them. They didn't show him very aggressive, and they killed him.
Well, you know,
they couldn't show elephant rhino sex on TV. I mean, yeah. This isn't the Discovery Channel. I mean,
never but they show the they show him dying, and they, I don't know. It's yeah. And there were three rhinos. Come on, they can defend themselves. Maybe they didn't have parents.
I don't think they can really. I mean. The best they can do is, well, you know, what are they going to, by the time the rhino gets under there to where he can do damage with that thing, he's going to be smashed.
Yeah, but there are two other rhinos. If one rhino is climbing up prompt.
Yeah, yeah, they could, like, come around the back, left flank.
Yes.
So it should have teached rhino to fight.
Yeah, like that would have been a good solution.
One at a time.
I think like rhino strategy meetings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
If they were large dogs,
yeah, you don't blow people out to fight, you're right.
True.
You don't stop.
This should have tried a diplomatic solution.
So anybody notice the guy's name was Jock?
Yes.
Which guy?
J-O-C-K,
the guy who's being
Jock.
Attacked by the elephant and chasing it Jock. Out of his yard.
Yes. What a badass.
This was a cool
guy. He's showing off. It worked though.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Yes. And it's so easy. It was really easy.
Just
so
walk
it's nature I agree with 0.7. What the hell?
Yes. Elephant society? Or
you just need a guy like this and they...
The answer is yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually, what is interesting is that if I were a biologist or people taking care of animals and so on, I think just as an experience, it was interesting to see that what was happening to elephant when you left them alone.
Right.
Right, exactly. Right. What's so different now?
Yeah, why? Why?
And I think they learned something and know how to handle such a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they learned something now, then they didn't know it before.
Right.
So that it has to be compared with a usual elephant society to see if there's any difference. And obviously they didn't know about a usual elephant society.
Well, I think the interesting thing will be to see if 20 years from now, if it's back to normal elephant life, or if there's still something.
Fine. They're criminals.
Will they mellow?
Master thieves.
Yeah, it seemed like he had gangs too. Like he had his sister and all their friends.
Yeah, he's versus like stuff. Maybe they will have tattoos.
Yeah. We can all be like strapped.
Yeah,
nine
we can sign on.
Big 9mm.
So many cartoons came to mind of, like these elephants like stealing cars and cruising around.
They will
beating up rhinos.
whenever a ranger is coming, they will try to chase.
Yeah, but unfortunately, this cool ranger with the ponytail won't be alive at the time anymore.
In 20 years,
he'll get squashed by a rhino or something.
Elephants live longer.
One of the elephants will finally get tired of putting up with them. Run over
him. Stop riding your car.
This time, friend.
Okay, try to get some answers to the question. Okay. Be nice.
Let's address question number 7 again.
Yes.
Should humans intervene with a rhino situation?
Well, God, it's... Preservation of endangered species is so futile in so many ways.
All right, you often end up endangering other species.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Take a whole bunch of pictures and then let them go.
I guess what we need to do is determine, you know, we need to make a triage table, decide which animals are the cutest.
Yes. Which ones sell the most. Which ones can be animated in cool movies. Yes. Jurassic Park. You mean Jurassic Park, you know, if we'd known the potential with dinosaurs, we never would have let them die. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, and humans always screw up when they intervene. So it goes.
What is a rap sheet method?
Yeah, I don't know what that
was.
Yeah,
that?
So that was when they would just collect reports about which elephants were doing what.
Take photos and then like front on and then side view, holding the number.
Did you know that's for the
take their footprints. They get one phone call.
That was very strange always they talk about them and the tone of their courage and. I'm really upset that they killed this elephant and they show it dying.
Yeah.
Seems that was really mean of them.
A little bit heartbreaking.
Because, yeah, they talk about this elephant if it was a human being and so on, and boom, they kill him.
Yeah, they're like an assistant.
Yeah, he's a bad guy, he was an orphan, and he had a troubled teen hood, and he's bad, we kill him. Okay. All right, well. Yeah, it was sad.
Do we know what caused the elephant overpopulation to begin with? I'm just reading number 6 up there.
What did start it? How did all the, what happened to all the adults? They were shooting, oh yeah, oh, the very first bit.
Probably it wasn't really an elephant overpopulation. It's probably elephant overpopulation from a human perspective.
Yeah. You know,
the humans didn't, there was probably too many elephants for the land that the humans were allowing
yeah.
them to have.
Exactly. Right.
And the elephants needed more land and the humans didn't want
and
to give it up.
That,
so,
that
so by that
park.
Definition, it was overpopulated.
Yeah. That's a state park, or a national park, and it's got, you know, it's only within a certain area and there's towns all around it. And right. if there get too many, they kind of wander off. I think there's like fences around it to keep them from wandering off.
Should have just bulldozed the towns and give the elephants
oh, yeah.
more land. I mean, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's not an elephant overpopulation problem. It's a human overpopulation problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
If there were fewer humans, there would be no problem giving the elephants more land, right?
That's absolutely true. So...
It's hard to discuss this, huh? It was nice and funny to watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah. We certainly didn't
it's
take it seriously.
It's actually already solved yeah. in a way because you can't do. You
how
can't
about,
say something about it.
How with a positive reinforcement angle, could they have like offered treats when they didn't misbehave?
Yeah, yeah.
You could have not kill a rhino today.
Instead of the Big Brother program.
Yeah.
Well, they, perhaps in conjunction, but you know, before they pulled in the Big Brothers, they it seemed like they were killing elephants for quite some time, right?
Mm. Yeah, it's really strange. Why is he didn't sink?
This is
singer, so
surprising. Huh?
Why? Yeah.
This is so often.
yeah. Sink. That's true. That a lot of people are making mistakes because we don't sink enough. But it seems so stupid to. Yeah, maybe they thought that animals they just had all their behavior genetically. Stamped somewhere and that they would know how to behave. And
well, for the most part, that's, you know, but it's not a totally unreasonable assumption.
But it was a 1980.
Yeah.
If it was, I don't know, in the beginning of the century, I would think so, but...
Yeah, I mean, we don't know a lot.
But even I think even if they would have known a little bit more, think about all these chicken farms or things like all this kind of really terrible... behavior against animals anyway. So I don't think, I think as soon as some financial or land things or things like this came into the game, they don't think anymore about animal behavior. This is just secondary. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So this doesn't tell us the next case they will do it better.
Yeah.
In no way. There's another ranger that or another landowner
mm-hmm.
who has a problem with too much elephants.
Ecosystems
are
static.
No,
something's
going
to happen. So.
Well,
yeah,
that's another problem. We often try to maintain them in a static fashion.
Yeah.
Like trying to save the rhinos, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Assuming that because the species is here now, it's... "quote unquote," supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Well, what would have happened if it wouldn't have been white rhinos, when nobody's really interested?
And nobody
something.
Would care.
Yeah.
If
some
were,
animals
they,
who are also too much or so, and you're even glad that they are killing.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they're killing something else.
God, I have 10 at my house.
So if they try to save too much these rhinos, maybe in few years this rhino will be overpopulating the elephants, and they will
have to shoot them.
Yeah, they will try to.
To make orphans.
No.
They learned something in
the
story.
They're
going to have another program then.
Well, it's easier to haul a rhino, an adult rhino, right, than an adult elephant.
Well, yeah, I think I would have trouble both of them.
Yeah, me too.
I don't really want to face.
What I learned is that it's totally easy to push back an elephant. You just
yeah.
Well, we wanted to see the corresponding rhino behavior.
I would not do this with
right?
a rhino, I think.
Right,
I wouldn't do this with an elephant too. Yeah, but it's still hard to discuss it. To extend it.
And they have in Australia, I think they have one similar case where they have too much koala in one place,
yeah.
And then they wanted to put the koala in another island, but then once again they overpopulating.
They have too many koalas. I mean,
everything is messed up about the Australian ecosystem.
Are they mugging people? I mean, what's the story?
Are they sleeping too much or something?
Well, no, they are eating too much of the eucalyptus.
Yeah,
and then,
annihilating the plant life.
And then now they don't have enough eucalyptus, and so they start to starve.
Yeah.
So shall they kill them to maintain... Shall they kill half of the koala population to help the other half eating... as they want, or shall they just forget about them and let nature do what she wants?
What would happen if there were no people
but
around?
Why to kill this one and this one? Well,
Australia is a great example because like people moved in and they started growing food and all the cane toads started eating the food. So they realized that rabbits ate cane toads, so they brought in rabbits, and rabbits
yeah.
are in Australia, and rabbits overpopulated like crazy and screwed
right.
like rabbits. And now there's way too many rabbits, so then they tested the polio vaccination on the rabbits by spreading mass diseases to the rabbits, so the rabbits would die, and now there's like just disease and that kills only certain animals in Australia. It's so messed up.
Yeah.
It's like a big playground.
It's a very good biologist. Sample for keep the humans out of the...
Yeah.
yeah.
Rabbit polio.
Yeah, and I don't think I had another example also where you want to do something good and you end up with a big catastrophe.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one. Where do you put animals?
Are we good?
We good?
Have we spoken enough? We said enough vocabulary? Condom, sex. What else did we say?